Hi you guys, welcome back to A Purpose Walk. You know, with your girl Deandra. You guys, we talked about obedience last week, so I'm gonna touch on a little bit of that again, because y'all, God gave me some humble pie. So I'll go into that, but then also too with focus and how that all ties in together, right? Obedience is hard sometimes, and I am in Joshua, and just seeing how so far, I just got to the sixth chapter, but so far, you know, he was stand up, you know what I mean? Like, if God said, he did, and I'm like, God, I want to be more obedient like that. So as I shared with y'all, that God put me under a little test, right? And I had to fast for the thing that, you know, I'm stepping into. So I'm ready to share with you guys the major thing that's happening in my life, a part of my transition. And essentially, yeah, the student has become the teacher. You heard it here first. I have not shared this on social media yet. Only my close family and friends know, and my clientele, but your girl is about to be a professor. I am about to be a lecturer. I am about to be a teacher at a local school for adults where they can receive a trade. So essentially a trade school. And I'll be teaching. And I can't believe that this is happening. And I'm teaching at the same place that I graduated from. And that's a whole testimony in itself, from the time of entry to now. And I will get more into that, you know, as we continue to talk about different topics. But yeah, I'm so happy. Like, God is so good, y'all. So yeah, I am starting this new position really soon. And I know that I had to be obedient on this journey to getting to this point. So as I shared, I asked God, what should I do in preparation before the interview, which they hired me on the spot. He wanted me to fast. So there were also little tests that I had after that. And you guys, like I mentioned, like earlier on with this podcast, that we are doing this together, okay? There are some things that I have overcome in my life, but then there are some things that God is still working in me, okay? And obedience is one of them. So this week, there was a couple tests. I'm talking about from the last time I spoke to y'all to now, okay? I'm sorry, y'all. That is the train. I can't do nothing about that. But yeah, so I've been having these little tests on, okay, let's see how she handles this. Because if it's something that I asked for, he's like, okay, let's get it. And I literally thought back to that scripture, if you ask, then you will receive. And so if this is something that keeps me in right standing, right covenant with God, you know, he's like, okay, yeah, let's work on this obedience piece. So for the most part, I've been doing good, y'all. But there was one time that I messed up. I am the type of person that, I am not gonna lie to y'all, okay? Not to y'all or to anyone else. That's just a part of my character. Lying is something that I learned at a young age that I cannot do. That doesn't mean that I can't do it. That means that I was very good at it. And God was like, we're not about to do that. So he shut it out real quick. But yeah, so I, throughout these tests, I've been receiving these feelings. So supernaturally, I can talk to God in different ways. So I can hear audibly from God. I can feel sense. I can see in the spirit. There's different ways that God speaks to me. Dreams, visions. Some of those have been crazy. They've been kind of like three-dimensional. I don't even know how to explain it. But it was like I was in my body. Okay, so there's a couple things going on before I continue. Like, my son is home. He's 11. So, trying to keep him quiet sometimes is impossible. He's like me, social butterfly, and just full of life. So, you might hear the TV. Right now, I hear an ambulance. There's just a lot going on. But we're going to stay focused because that's what we're talking about, right? Everything is not going to be perfect. But that is kind of annoying, though. I ain't going to hold y'all. It's getting closer. Oh, wow. So, I can, you know, with dreams, sometimes, like, I'm in my natural body. And I'm watching the dream just like anyone else, right? But then I see myself in the dream watching myself in the dream. I'm like, what is this? This is different. But anyway, so there was a series of situations where gossip showed up, y'all, and we talked about that, okay? And that's something that I've been doing good in, not gossiping, but then it started to happen around me. So I wasn't participating in it. I just kind of drifted off. I do that sometimes. Like, I don't even, you know, it's a group of them. I'm not about to, you know, everybody's convictions is different, even though it's all something that we shouldn't do, but that wasn't my place to say anything in that moment. So as they were saying something, I drifted off, but then there was something that I had a question about. So then I was like, oh, well, and I was like, you know what? I felt this feeling like, nope, don't even say that. So I never felt this feeling before. So I took a step back. Okay, I ain't saying nothing. Then my sis, she was like, don't you do that. Come on, if you ain't got friends who will hold you accountable because they know where you at and what God is trying to do in your life. Are they friends, though? Let's talk about that, you know? So, she's like, you know, don't do that. And I was like, you know what? I wasn't. I'm taking a step back. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Because the Holy Spirit already checked me. But I never felt this feeling before, so I'm trying to figure out what is it, because it left me in a place where I wasn't feeling well. I don't really know how to explain it, but that's the best way I can. I felt like, well, now after analyzing these situations, that okay, God was alerting me not to speak, right? So then I'm at an event where I'm selling my products because my goal is to continue to push it as much as possible. I would love to get it in stores someday, well, major retailers, because it is in a store currently. But I was at this event. I love people. I love being around people. So, you know, I'm just talking to everyone. And there's someone who I'm friends with on Facebook and have been for a while, but we never had any interactions with one another outside of that. So I see her, and you know, we were talking, we introduced ourselves to each other, and I acknowledged, like, you know, we're Facebook friends, I love what you're doing, and we just started like really talking about where we are in our lives. I don't know how this came out, but you know, she started to share, you know, where she is in this journey of her life. Fellow believer, love that. I love when I meet fellow believers. I'm like, yes, girl, we love Jesus together. So we're talking, I'm telling her where I am in my life, and I just said, you know, I feel strongly like this is what's going to happen in your life, or this is how God may use you in your life. Now, did God tell me to say that? No, Did I make it appear that God said it? No. I felt something though, but I didn't know what the feeling was at this point. So I said it, and then I was uneasy about it ever since. So I'm like, okay, it's a couple of days at this point, it done passed, and you know, great conversation. Now I'm praying, just got done reading my word, I'm praying, talking to God, and I'm like, you know, what was that? What was that feeling that I felt? Because I never asked in a moment because, you know, we were having a good conversation. And, y'all, this is where I got some humble pie. God told me that he never told me to say that. Like, my mouth is to be used by him. And him only. Like, yes, I am my own person, but when it comes to the things of God, that's his. And I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come on in, even though you're already here, period. But I feel strongly, you know, that you, God was just saying, like, and if you ever heard God talk stern to you. Now, God is gentle when he's talking to me, but it was stern. Like, my mouth is to be used by him. So I do not step outside of that. So when he tells me to speak a thing, that's when I speak that thing. If he don't tell me to say it, do not say it. So it was the Holy Spirit alerting me before saying it, like, don't say it. Y'all, it's been a minute since God has used me in the way of speaking to someone. And I was a little dusty. And you know what? At some point, I will definitely go into that journey itself. But I was so humbled. And I went into just a sincere forgiveness. Please forgive me, Father. For doing that, you know, and I repent for doing that. So now that I know what this feeling is, I won't move. You know what I mean? Because that's what it's like to have a submitted life to your Father. That when he say to move, you move. When he say to not to move, you don't move. If he don't say anything, you ask for his wisdom. Okay, so now I feel like crap. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her. And it took me no time. Like, I literally reached out to her after the prayer and repentance and tell her that this was not my intent. This was from me, not from God. And what I shared with you was out of line. Period. Who knows if what God or what I said to her was actually something that God was going to do in her life. I don't know that. That could be true. However, I still didn't have clearance, right, to share that with her. So now, in all humility, I apologize to her, but then continue to encourage her for what God is doing in her life, and may she be clear and sure in the things that God is doing in her life, and may he continue to direct her path. And it took about a day, but she responded too and gave me some kind words as well, so it was well received. But we have to be careful to follow in obedience. Like, when God says not to do something or to do something, you must do it, right? So, y'all, I got humble pie, but after I realized what I did the right thing. Do you do that? I'm not not trying to check you or nothing. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit, but we have to get better at apologizing for things that we do that we know we did was wrong, especially if we knew before or if God highlighted. We got to be able to do that, y'all. Don't let God humble pie, y'all. Please. Because when he humble you, it's not good. It don't feel good. Now, he was real gentle with me with this. It was like a father's love, right? And To be honest, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to have a father's love. As you guys know, I did not have my dad, you know, and then the male figures that I had wasn't fathers either. They didn't act like one, at least what I thought, but the most ultimate father that we could ever receive is God. And I would assume that that was what a father would do. So I still loved and I'm good, but he definitely humbled me. But also, when it comes to obedience, I thought about something else that happened to me one time too. And it's sometimes not as big as you think. So, I had locks. Dreadlocks, if you don't know what locks are. And they were beautiful. And I loved them. Was I getting tired of them? Because I didn't have styles like that. Yeah. But outside of that, I love my locks. One day I had a dream that I had my locks and then they were gone. And I'm like, God, what? You want me to cut my locks off? Or get rid of my locks? And y'all, I didn't share this. I don't think I shared this with anybody at this point. So now I'm on TikTok scrolling and people were like, oh my gosh, y'all, God told me to cut my locks off. And you could see the dude like with his locks in his hand and he got a brush cut. That happened to me a couple times. Okay. And then the last one, I was talking to my pastor who also used to have locks. And I randomly just talking like, you know, why did you cut your locks off? He was like, 'cause God told me to. And I said, really? And he was like, yeah, it was just an act of obedience, and I did it. I was like, oh my gosh, like, God has me there right now. Y'all, took me no time. They were gone. I combed them out a little bit. I cut most of them off, but just so I can have a little hair so I can do some styles, cute little twist styles and stuff, if you know what that is. If you know, you know. But yeah, God told me to cut my hair off. Moral of the story. If the Holy Spirit resides in you, he will tell you or alert you when there's something that you should or shouldn't be doing. So it's just best to obey. That's just what it is, you know? Because I don't want to keep getting humble pied. I don't. All right. So, you know, now I'm stepping into this new position in my life, and it took some obedience to get to this point on this journey. And like I said, I will definitely share. You know, I might share it on the next episode. But I definitely want to talk about purpose, because I know that's something that keeps coming up, and I feel like that's an area that God wants me to like kind of go into, because like I said, this is his podcast. Like, yes, you hear me, right? I'm Deandra. You know, a purpose walk with Deandra, but down to the name, to the idea behind it, to the topics, like, this is all God. I'm literally just the mouth here. He's using me to do this. So I feel like this is something that we will go into, but it took obedience to get to this point. I just want to add that. So now, you know, with me stepping into this role, I've been having like this big sense to unplug and take a step back. What I did was I said, okay, I had to get rid of certain distractions that I know that, you know, affects me. And one of those things is social media. Like I said, I like to scroll, okay? In my downtime, I don't watch TV. I scroll. I love music, you know, like those are some of the things that I do, but I love to scroll, so I had to unplug from all social media. I mean, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, those are like the three major ones that I participate in, even though I'm on LinkedIn, which is that social media? I don't even know. People be sharing a lot of stuff on there, and I was surprised. I was very surprised. I thought this was for professionals. I don't know what's going on here. But yeah, you know, I felt this overwhelming sense to take a step back. So that's what I did. And I am a type of person like to analyze things. So I analyze my day. I analyze conversations. Just kind of, you know, going through things. How could I have done this better? Okay, like this was good, you know. Also in conversations, is there something that somebody said and I just thought about it again? I'm like, okay, so this is a prayer point for a person that I want to pray, you know. It's just different things, right? So I took a step back and I just was like, okay, where am I in my life? I know that I'm transitioning, so I know that there has to be some things I might need to let go in this part of my life so I can get ready for this position. So like I mentioned to you, I'm not the person to do like a New Year resolution, but I will definitely start planning and start implementing almost right away. So because of that, I'm like, okay, something I need to step back from possibly doing hair as much as I have been from it completely, because this no longer serves the purpose that God has for me. I truly believe that He allowed me to do cosmetology. One, that's something that I love, but also for me to see a problem to create solutions for the problems. And I don't believe that hair was something that was going to be a part of my life forever. And I'm talking about doing hair at this point. I remember even being in hair school that I was planning for being from behind a chair. And I felt like it was interesting that my teacher mentioned it, to always prepare or plan for what's next after leaving from behind the chair, because there's different things that could happen, right? Like your body could give out on you when it comes to certain things. You might have a career change or whatever the case is. So I was always planning ahead. I'm that type of person. So I like to be prepared. So because of me stepping into this new position, one of the things that I asked for, well, if I'm going to be teaching on natural hair, which is something I do, right? I'm very familiar with it, but now I'm going to teach it, so I need to know, what am I going to be specifically teaching on? So I asked for the workbook. I asked for the book ahead of time. So I can start reading it and preparing myself for it. So that's part of what I needed to do to focus, but then also to take a step back, because I know that this is going to take up a good amount of my time. So with me doing that, and going to a leadership retreat where we discussed, you know, the things that, you know, we're doing now in our church, but then things that we want to do in the future. And part of this process just confirmed where I am, what I was feeling, and sensing from God, and I want to do things in excellence, especially when it comes to the things of God. I don't like rushing. I don't like being unprepared. It doesn't feel good. So I had to create a board for myself. And I think I mentioned this before, where I literally went over the things that I desire. So one is the order. So God, family, friends, work, you know, giving. I love to give. I'm very compassionate. I love helping people, especially the homeless. That is my baby. Like, I literally go out and feed the homeless on my own. But yeah, you know, just the order. And then things that I desire, things that I want to implement. But as long as I know my purpose, I can stay focused. Because there will be other things that will try to come in and distract me from the things of God. And the things that God wants me to do. So He's first. Period. Him, Jesus, Holy Spirit. First. Okay. I write this plan out. And it's the rest of the focus for 2025. Now I need to start implementing the things that I've written down. And then the things that God highlighted that He wants me to do in this season. So distractions are going to come. The enemy likes to get you off track of the thing, especially the things of God. How do we stay ready? One, being prayed up. Two, knowing your purpose and the plans that He has for you. Declares the Lord, hello. But, you know, just knowing, once you know where you're going, is easy to block out the distractions. At least we think. And like I said, I've dealt with this since I was a child. I could be on my way to do something and I totally forgot what I was supposed to be going to do because I done see something else. Plus, the way my mind works, I'm always thinking. Okay, so I think about something, then I thought about something else, and it connected to that thing. So now I'm thinking about something else. Now I forgot what the original thing was. And now I'm distracted from what I was supposed to be doing in the moment. So having a planner, having my calendar helps me to stay focused, even though sometimes things pop up, right? So now I gotta learn how to adjust to the things that pop up. But still stay focused and get what needs to get done. Because like I told y'all, I do a lot. I have to put them in order of what comes first and then what comes next. So yeah. I gotta stay focused. Y'all gotta stay focused. It is what it is. So y'all know how I do. I got some scriptures for you. Y'all know I used to rap back in the day. Like, it started with the poems, then I started rapping, then I started writing songs. I am a singer, so, you know, you just never know how this stuff is going to come out. And I'm funny. I like to think I'm funny. If you're around me, you will know. I'm comical. But, you know, I thank God for the gifts and talents that He has given us, which is also in alignment with our purpose, but we always have to stay focused. When you stay focused, it's less likely for the enemy to step in and try to influence you with something that you have no business in partaking in. You feel me? We're going to stay on God's plans, period. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. So we do not focus on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So if we focus on the things of God, the things that He tells us to do, it's eternal. What He gives us is everlasting, right? So what the earth is getting, what the devil gives is temporary. Come on. As you know, I'm gonna pray, okay? And we're going to make it, y'all. We're going to make it through this. So,
Let's allow God, let's allow Jesus to do whatever they want to do in our lives. And let's allow the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us and to continue to convict us. That's where true growth happens. So hopefully we can stay more focused in the season. And I'm going to check in at some point. Who knows? Next year. Like, y'all, my focus is getting better. We'll check in towards the end of the year. We'll see that. All right? Heavenly Father, I thank you that we are blessed to, one, call you Father, and two, that you always knows what's best for us. I pray that even more in this season, especially if people are transitioning, that we will trust you, that we will lean on to you and not to our own understanding. That you know the plans that you have for us, so may we trust those plans. And may we be obedient in the things that you tell us to do. And also, may we stay focused on the thing that you told us to do, because you want us to keep our face looking forward. Keep us looking forward and on a straight path, in the path that you have given us, because you are the lamp to our feet. So I thank you, Lord, that you're lighting our path and that you will continue to do so. May we come against the disobedience that may try to pop up. May we come against the distractions that may try to pop up, so that way we can continue to walk in alignment with your will and your way for our lives. We completely surrender this area to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, you know, I'll be back here every Thursday, as I said, you know. I hope you know. If you're new, now you know, boo. That was so corny. No, but if you're new here, I thank you for checking us out. Who's us? Me and Jesus. Thank you for visiting. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. And I want to give a sincere sincere gratitude to all of my listeners. I really appreciate you guys listening, whether you're listening once or you're listening every week. I don't discount anything, and I appreciate you guys. So thank you. Please continue to share my podcast out, like, subscribe, download all the things in a way to support. And we'll be here every Thursday. So I love you so much, and I'll see you next week. All right.